And that was our last slide of Venice, and now we move on to Lucerne, which is a very beautiful city. They had all sorts of nice things. This would be a clock tower. And they had some very nicely decorated buildings, this one in brown and white. There's also a little snow on the roof. It was still quite cold. They also decorated many of their buildings with different paintings around the windows and such, and we like that. And this is a picture of the Last Supper painted on the side of the building. And there were many other things which made you feel like this was a old little town, very quiet and peaceful, like this building built across the roadway. They also had their old wall around the city. We walked for quite a ways to find it, and only to find out that because it was an off-season, the guard tower that we were looking for was not open. Literature said that it was. I think it was supposed to be a museum combination. From the wall, you got this view of the city and the river that flows through it. And there's also the wooden bridges. There are, I think, two or three of them that go across the river. This would be a closer view of one of the bridges. These bridges were semi-fortified to make the city more defensible. They were part of the city's wall. And above each arch of this bridge, along the ceiling, there would be different paintings. And the paintings were supposed to explain the story of the Black Death, or the plague that went through Lucerne in the period of the dark. I guess during the Renaissance. Barbara says it was called the Dance of Death. This would be a picture. We took a ferry out, and this would be a picture from the wharf of the hotel where Barbara and her parents stayed when they visited Lucerne earlier. It was supposed to be a real classy hotel, the Fleischerhof. Our Eurail Pass information said that one of the benefits of having Eurail Pass was that you could ride the ferries in Lucerne for free. I think we stayed in... It turns out our Eurail Pass was helpful for different reasons. It cost us a little more than airfare would have if we had just stopped in the capitals, but we also got to see things in between and avoided the hassle of airports. Instead, you got to see things on the train the entire time and experience more of the country. The Eurail Pass saved us from having to worry about currency changes and figuring out on tickets. We just hopped on any train. Since we had, a 3-week first-class thing, which was the cheapest there were, we could have got a second-class 2 months for a little more, but we didn't need 2 months. So we could hop on any train, anytime, anywhere. Just if there was room, we were on. Because of that, we were able to stay in Zurich, which is the capital, and their youth hostel was open. The youth hostel in Lucerne was closed, at least we had read as much, so we didn't even try to stay there, and it was like a half an hour, 45-minute commute each day, but we did that before things were open and after it was dark, so that was no problem, and the train didn't cost us anything. So anyway, one of the side deals that we got with Eurail Pass was that we could ride the ferries in May. And so we just went down to the wharf where we thought the ferries would be and asked the ferry, gee, can we ride this ferry for free with our Eurail Pass? And they said, sure, next one leaves in 15, 20 minutes. And so we got on blithely, and this would be our view as we were leaving Lucerne. And we rode it for... quite a period, seeing all these beautiful passes and mountains and fog, and really impressive. Just a gorgeous, beautiful, clean country. Now this would be our rear view with a beautiful blue sky and the reflections in the water of the boat waves.